Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Yes, the South girls won the track and field sectional last spring. As a matter of fact, they won the regional. But veteran Panther coach Tom Stokes all about the present and how goals can be realized. Well, it's the annual get-together tonight out at the Seabold Track. Tom's Panthers, Justin Helmer's North girls, starting with field events at 5:30. And as Coach Tom was telling me prior to practice on Monday.
Well, I think the key events for us are going to be, you know, matching up distance-wise, but then doing what we're supposed to do in the sprints and in the jump. You know, our jumps have been up and down all year, so we have some good jumpers, and they just need to hit their marks and get them out there and do what they're supposed to do. And, you know, it comes down to, you know, everybody just needs to do what's expected. And I don't like to use that word expected because usually I tell the kids when you have expectations, you usually have disappointments. So just have goals to hit what you've been doing all year long and maybe step it up a bit. You know, again, our goal is to get to state. So that's number one. Number two is to win the meet. Justin and I can do everything we can. It's going to come down to the kids that show up at the starting line and what they want and what they're going to do. So.
Well, that's South Panther coach Tom Stokes. Got a lot of high quality in this one. Todora Galuska, Paige Brummett, Senna Hendricks, Amaya Davis, and Phoebe Rensink. Mackenzie Carver against Rensink tonight. Carver representing North. Well, we can go on, but Grace Williams, a few others, Elena Walls, Dontrice Barbee, both are coming off record meet standards in the Invitational last week. And look for Brian Rosenberg's Edgewood girls to possibly score some points, led by all-conference WIC distance standout Alyssa Crane. Boys sectional will come up on Thursday. Site will be the same. Reds Giants game 2 tonight at 10:15 with the first pitch. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, after winning 4 straight Conference Indiana Championship golf crowns, Monday, well, marked the start of a new era after Dustin Carver said goodbye a year ago to 6 pretty doggone good golfers. Try as they may, the conference streak yesterday came to an end at Timbergate. Perry Meridian snapped the streak, beating the Southsiders by 3 shots. But for a lineup of all underclassmen, the 311, 7 shots better than their previous low this spring. The Southside skipper certainly with no regrets.
Obviously proud of the boys and what they've accomplished and what they did for conference. I mean, top three, you can't, I mean, you got 3 guys in the 70s with Drew, Seth, and Thomas there, and, you know, Ethan Kopp, a freshman, shooting 86. So we're trending in the right direction. We keep getting better every day, and that's the goal by the end of the season. You know, going into sectionals, hopefully we can make some noise in the sectionals.
Well, is consistency just the fact that you're able to get out and play? Is getting in a better flow now that the weather's better?
The weather's changed, and we're getting some rounds in. The boys are starting to hone in their swings, and so hopefully, you know, like I said, we'll get some lower scores, and it's nice. It's finally nice that we can get out and play and get some rounds in and work on some things. I'm excited to see what happens next couple weeks here.
Well, that's South Boys golf coach Dustin Carver. The freshman, Todd, finished with a 73. As Dustin mentioned, he, along with Seth Kastranek and Tom Tierney, all-conference Indiana, shooting in the 70s. James Bamba's 94 rounded out the scoring for the Purple and White. North got Jace Day home in a tie for 10th to win all-conference honors after a 78. Evan Todd, 81. Logan Vernon, 78. Darren Woodley, 84. Charlie Bless, an 89, as Brian Muehlhaus's unit fired a 320 to finish 4th. The two city teams hook up again Thursday for a duel out of the BCC. I'm Joe Smith.